Now, speaking of abdication, what's happening at the southern border is that's worthy of impeachment. There have been more encounters there just this year than the populations of 8 U.S. states. And governors in non-border states are being kept in the dark. Do you know how many migrants have been shipped to Florida? Are you given any notice?
No notice. They do not tell us. We have to sometimes do, we try to do investigations, but they do fly people in. They fly in unaccompanied minors.
Now, we've arrived at a point that kind of reminds me of another time in the not-so-distant past, when the Obama administration was also up to no good.
This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand.
How about we all?
President Obama, are you listening?
Are all you Americans listening now? Things are worse now than they were when Santelli made that plea. Back then, our national debt stood at about $10.8 trillion. Today, buckle up, it's $28.4 trillion and growing exponentially. It's time for a new Tea Party-type movement to form, to organize, and to fan out across the country on issues ranging from critical race theory to masks and schools. We're already seeing sparks of activism.
This kind of stuff is poison. This will tear this country apart if it becomes a part of our fabric.
Just because I do not want critical race theory taught to my children in school does not mean that I'm a racist, damn it.
Twinder.
Your power does not supersede that of the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment rights of the citizens of this great nation. Let's be very, very clear who has the power.